Hi there. The door's open. Come on in. Welcome to Here's Hoping, my imaginary coffee shop, where good conversations are always on the menu. I am your host and barista, Catherine Gabriel Jones, and I'm really glad you've arrived. As you know, the menu at Here's Hoping tends to be short and sweet, generally under 20 minutes, because we're all really busy. And, you know, life is quick and it's really full. But it's also very important to remember that context matters. And I'm not going to lie, life's really full, especially over here in my corner of the world. The last pearl of wisdom that I shared was from that incredible woman, Joanna Basil. And I wanted to share the full context of that pearl of wisdom. So this particular little golden nugget is going to be a longer episode than usual. I'm going to share the full little piece. This is going to be a larger little nugget. So I'm going to share with you a couple of pearls of wisdom that Joanna shared with me during our conversation. It meant a lot to me, and I hope it will for you. Here's hoping. If you could fold time and space and have a conversation with your past self, what would you say to your previous incarnation, to your past self?
I would tell myself to start therapy now.
Preach.
There's such a stigma around it, and I think maybe earlier on, I don't know. I mean, listen, I also have faith that everything happens when it's supposed to.
Yep.
So maybe some of those experiences that I had shaped who I am today and you know, helps aid in that ability to help other people or whatever it is that I'm doing in this life. But yeah, I think, you know, embracing therapy and everything that's therapeutic and, emancipating myself from that dysfunction that I touched on earlier on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I relied on it for so long. It's almost like I was codependent on the dysfunction. But then again, and I wouldn't have the experience, I wouldn't be able to share it and help other people through it. Maybe the empathy around that wouldn't be the same. One thing I for sure would tell myself is that it doesn't matter what other people think.
Oh, nice. And
I don't mean that in a F you kind of way. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, to thine own self be true.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, it's not like you're bulldozing through everyone and everything. It's just you're living who you are out loud. And for the longest time, it's like you worry about what other people think. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I was trying to be who I thought you wanted me to be.
Mm-hmm.
And half that stuff you're making up in your head anyway. Because I don't
exactly.
know. I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know what you want me to be.
Yeah. We so can't see what's inside other people's thought bubbles. But we can sure look at the reflection of the inside of that thought bubble and think we know what's going on.
Right. I mean, that's one thing I learned recently about the family dysfunction. Like, I always thought it was a superpower that I could read the room, that I could read, I could pick up on people's energy. Like, oh,
yeah.
Some people might call that, oh, I'm an empath. I don't go there. I'm an empathetic person. by nature, which mm-hmm. has made me a good counselor in the past. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the idea that it's a superpower, that I could tell that woman over there is talking shade about me. It's because of the family dysfunction.
Yes.
When people walk in the room, you have to determine which mother you're going to get, which father,
exactly.
you're going to get, which stepdad, which stepmom, which sister.
Yeah.
It made me really good at that. So, I pick up on other people's energies. Yes, there's a reason for that.
Yeah. Yeah. It kept me alive for a while.
Right. Exactly. It was like survival skills. And so,
yeah.
I realized that and embraced it for what it is. And it's not something that's going to go away,
yeah.
but I use it to my advantage now. And I understand it a bit better. So
wow. Like I said, these pearls of wisdom, they're so bright, so beautiful. I don't think there's any words that can be said that can do anything other than just point to how beautiful they are. So let me thank you for joining me at my imaginary coffee shop. I hope that the context of these beautiful pearls brought something to your day. I know you joining me here certainly added to my day. I'm really grateful that you shared part of your day with me. If you liked this different format, please let me know. Send me a note either on one of my 4 social media platforms. There are links in the show notes. Or send me an email at hereshopingpodcast@gmail.com. If you liked this format and you wish to share it with a friend, please send this to a friend. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a review on Apple Podcast or on any of the podcast platforms. It helps to spread the word for Here's Hoping and lets other people know about this imaginary coffee shop. If you're interested in having a conversation with me in my imaginary coffee shop, you can send me an email at hereshopingpodcast@gmail.com or reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn. There are links in the show notes. This was kind of a heavy episode. It was also a real episode. So I've included some links in the show notes. Ways that you can reach out if you're experiencing some challenges, if you feel like you need or want a friendly hand, if you feel alone, or if you know someone that feels alone. Because we're not. Music for Here's Hoping has been composed and produced by Reverend Dr. Seth D. Jones. You may notice there's some additional ambient sounds. Those are the sounds from my new home down here in Brooklyn. Original artwork for Here's Hoping has been created by Ty Sorex, with additional graphics created with Canva. And as with the first Pearl of Wisdom that began this beautiful, beautiful set of pearls, these golden nuggets, this nourishing little bite, I'm going to include the quote from Russian Doll. Trauma is a topographical map written on a child, and it takes a lifetime to read. I want to give special thanks to Joanna Basil, who is really a remarkable person. I so enjoyed my time with her. She, as a writer, a podcast host, a yoga teacher, she has her own podcast, Unrehearsed, which can be found on every single platform. She has insights, and just she is just a joy to listen to. There are links to all of her work in the show notes. I'm grateful to her for sharing moments of her life, and I am, again, grateful to you for joining me on this trundling bus road of life. No matter where your road takes you, may the best of your past be the worst of your future. Until next time, take care of yourself. Bye-bye. Yeah.